Inspiring solutions to save America.
One show at a time.
Are you ready to get on board?
When are you guys gonna learn? The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. It's Trump 2024. We don't care. You heard me? We already made our mind up. You already know when the hood got your back. Man, they deep in the hood. Gangsters. Hollin' about Trump 2024, you heard me? Woo woo! Wah! Gangsters! The hood got this man back. I'm just trying to tell you. You heard me? And we ain't stupid, man. American people, man. We ain't all them talking about lockdowns and back wearing the masks and all that. You know, they got a new virus coming and it's gonna be, man, nobody don't care. Ain't fooling nobody no more with none of that. You know, new jack, man, nobody being fooled no more. We all the way up, you heard me? It's Trump 2024. That's what it's gonna be, cause we ain't having nothing else.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number 3 of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Hey, this is my shameless time to remind you. If you've ever got to bounce out on us, and how dare you if you have a life during these 3 hours, but remember, you can always get our podcast, and it sounds so nice. It's about 40 minutes long. A whole hour is boiled down to 40 minutes. We trim everything out, and you just get what you want, which is common sense conservatism. Wendy Bell Radio, put that in wherever you get your podcasts. Like us, follow us, share us with somebody if you would, and maybe give us a 5-star review. Thank you so much for being part of our family. You know, I look at the calendar and I'm grateful for what feels like a, to quote my girlfriend Kamala Harris, passage of time. There's a passage of time. Didn't she say something about that, Brock, that was really obnoxious?
Talks a lot about time and the passage of time.
The passage of, is this when she was looking through the big telescope and she's like, ooh, what's that?
That was another stupid moment.
Right? And she needed to get the actors, the kids brought in who are actors because we couldn't actually have authentic interactions with people. Right?
I mean, correct. She's had a lot of moments.
She's had some moments. She's knocking it out of the park, right? It scares me when I think that we still have all of April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, then January. Literally, we're 11 months away from any kind of substantive change in where we are economically speaking. Gas prices through the roof. Had to fill up over the weekend. You know, when your bargain price is $3.77, I can't fathom what you're paying in Hawaii, what you're doing in California, no clue. But there is no refuting that voting Democrat sucks. The consequences of big government, of runaway, conscientiousness, no thought, no conscience spending, and putting us all in these dire straits. And then you get these headlines, right? Here you go, USA Today. Boy, are they a terrible publication, sorry. Are all 99-cent stores closing? That's the headline. A look at the Family Dollar 99-cent-only stores closures. Now, you got some woman, she's a leftist, Bailey Schultz, who's writing this article. Now, she's not going to say, look, this economy is horrendous. Joe Biden, day number one, saying, screw you, energy independence. Keystone XL pipeline is shut down. Everything that ripple affected after that. When you don't have those products, you don't have manufacturing. You got to buy stuff elsewhere. Makes it more expensive. We know this. But this woman is going to try to say, no. It's a normal contraction in the business industry. There's nothing to see here. Well, maybe the rampant thieving that has been okayed by the Biden administration. Look, We know you're going to steal, but just, you know, if it's over $950, just make sure you write it down on your taxes. Just itemize that stuff. You know, where you took it from and who got it. Like, that's super helpful for us. Thanks. Really? And so now these stores that are a fixture and necessary so in many urban communities are just shutting down. There is no money to be made on 99 cents because nothing costs that little anymore. So here's USA Today's Bailey Schultz trying to spin this one beautifully for you. Here you go. The operators of 99 cents only stores said that they would close all 371 locations. That's a really big deal. The announcement comes on the heels of news that nearly 600 Family Dollar locations are also set to close this year. Another 400 stores under the Family Dollar and Dollar Tree banners are slated to shutter in the coming years as their leases expire. So just here with my rudimentary math skills, that's 1,371. 1,371 places in America where folks who are really getting squeezed and screwed by Bidenomics, middle out, bottom up. How's that working for you? Super, super. These stores, which they rely on in their neighborhoods, are going away. It's a rough couple of weeks for dollar stores, says Kennedy Smith, a senior researcher for the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Sounds like a suck group, advocacy group, that is the critical of large corporate retailers. Perfect. Despite the large number of stores being shuttered, experts who spoke with USA Today say these closures don't mean the end of dollar stores, despite some pushback from critics. Here's why. I'm going to go with it's not profitable living in Joe Biden's America. Why do you want to work your butt off to not make any money? Why do you want to do this? You don't want to do this, so you're shutting down. But USA Today is saying, hey, this is just a normal ebb and flow. It's cyclical. BS. Then it says, why are so many dollar stores closing? Because it's not worth it anymore in Joe Biden's America. Let's see if she got to the same conclusion. Oh, no, she didn't. The dollar store format has exploded over the last decade, with companies like Dollar General and Dollar Tree adding thousands of storefronts as customers look for low-cost options. But economic conditions have changed in recent years. Why? Why do you think they've changed, Bailey? Huh? Economic conditions have changed. Dollar stores say they've taken a hit from inflation. No, duh. Reduced government benefits for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And inventory losses. Dollar Tree CEO Rick Dreeling calls it a very challenging macro environment in a March earnings call. How about this? Bidenomics sucks. They knew it was going to suck. They want it to suck. Facts. So while we're looking at that, when you lose your dollar stores, where do people go? The dollar store is a pivotal part of many neighborhoods because a lot of folks don't drive. They rely on their local bus to take them to the dollar store in their community. But now they're all closed. And everybody knows why. Headline dailycaller.com, Bidenomics at work. Part-time employment surges for another month while full-time falters. Part-time employment surges. So much like folks in California, who the new $20 minimum wage for fast food workers is screwing. Oh, everybody's making more. Oh, but the employers can't afford to pay more. So what are they doing? They're taking full-time people who likely were getting benefits. And they're saying, sorry, we have to cut your hours. So now you need to go work a second job. Well, those two jobs sure do look good when you're looking at the employment numbers until you start telling the truth. Here's your story. The number of Americans working part-time jobs surged in March. Yay! While full-time jobs declined slightly, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 28,632,000 people with part-time jobs in March. 691,000 more than in February, when there were 27,941,000, according to BLS. In that same period, the number of people employed in full-time positions dropped by 6,000. And over the last year, the number of people employed in full-time jobs has declined by more than 1.3 million. People are losing their benefits. They're losing that I'm going to work from 9 to 5. This is my day. It's 8 hours. It's 10 hours. It's whatever it is. It's where I get my medical benefits. It's where I get all of this and that. Instead now, they're losing their jobs, going to work part-time, realizing, holy snap, that's not enough, and working two jobs so the Biden administration can say, my goodness, these jobs numbers are through the roof. But did you know that all of the new jobs are either government jobs or they're jobs that are going to illegal immigrants? No native-born jobs have been created by this administration. Even though Joe Biden says, I led this country through a pandemic. I made 17 million jobs. No, you didn't, Joe. You great replacemented American citizens. The numbers don't lie, friends. It's scary. And when we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, I got to talk to you about this. NBC wants you to think these illegals are super great for the economy. We're going to talk about that and Bill Gates, his fake milk. Ooh, it sounded so delicious, didn't it? Give me a chocolate chip cookie and some fake milk. Not so fast there. Why you don't want to drink it. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. You know, so we look at these job numbers, and the jobs numbers are always back. You know, they go back at the end, and then they revise them down. Because if you come out and beat your chest, oh my gosh, we made all these new jobs. It's insane. This economy is outrageously fantastic. And then when nobody's paying attention, you go back in the back door, and you're like, well, it's sort of like our COVID death numbers. I'm sorry, there was a coding error. And that was a software glitch. I don't know. We launched the pink slip virus. I have no idea what happened. It's so weird. Well, all these immigrants are getting these jobs. The no jobs for native-born workers is the case. But if you watch NBC News or you read their website, NBCNews.com, how immigrants are helping boost the U.S. job market without affecting inflation. Right? Economists increasingly believe the post-pandemic surge in immigration is a key reason the economy has continued to grow. You know, God. Blockbuster job growth continues to power the U.S. economy. Factually incorrect. If you lose your full-time job and you have to go get a part-time job to support your family, and the part-time job doesn't come close to the full-time job, you probably need to get a second part-time job. And so a double dip in an individual's employment does not benefit create, right? That does not mean we are doing well. Look around you. Everybody knows the truth. I have to tell you, though, about this. If we were to do a scumbag of the year kind of thing, and I've thought about it, and there are some front runners. Among them would be Bill Gates. Can we all just agree that this guy is scary? That when you have a man who is smart, who tastes the power, sips from the chalice, and then is addicted to it and can't get enough, that could be a danger. Because I think we've well past that. We've gone well past that. PeoplesVoice.com, or excuse me, thepeoplesvoice.tv. Bill Gates' synthetic milk found to contain 92 carcinogenic compounds. I hate when that happens. I hate when there's some like mad scientist guy who just sucks and he wants to tell you, why would we want real milk when we don't like cows? Because we're trying to eliminate all the methane from the planet because their toots are ruining the ozone. No, they're not. I like meat. Step away from my meat. Well, we're going to make this synthetic milk. Doesn't that sound just nourishing and quenching? Mm-mm-mm. Recent testing reveals 92 potentially carcinogenic molecules and a fungicide in Bill Gates' synthetic milk, which is being sold in grocery stores across America, according to the Health Research Institute. Ew! Ew! I'm shocked, right? This is my shocked sound. What? The fake milk sold by Bored Cow uses a fake whey protein called Proferm, made by the Gates-funded biotech company and partner Perfect Day. Perfect Day uses genetically modified microflora to produce the synthetic milk protein. Or we could just, you know, drink some milk. According to Bored Cow, their product is a new kind of animal-free milk alternative, quote, made with real milk protein from fermentation. Doesn't that sound gross? Do you want your milk coming from a graduated cylinder and a beaker? No. HRI, which is the Health Research Institute, a nonprofit independent lab based in Fairfield, Iowa, examined multiple samples of Bored Cow's original flavor milk using mass spectrometry. I feel like I'm listening to Bones. To test the claim that the synthetic protein it contained was the same as real milk protein. Well, oops. The testing results have yet to be published. I'm sure there's going to be a coding error or some kind of a system glitch which will make all of the results go poof. But some of the highlights. The synthetic milk lacked many important micronutrients found in natural milk, such as omega-3 fatty acid, vitamin E, and some B vitamins. Also contained a host of compounds that could be harmful to human health. But who's paying any attention to that? Right? Who cares? 92 potentially carcinogenic and a fungicide called isopropyl. I'm going to go with isopropyl is not on my milk container at home. 69 important nutrients in natural milk were absent in Bill Gates' synthetic milk. Why are they doing this? Control. They want to control what? What we breathe, what we drink, the medicine we take, the food we eat, where it comes from, what's been injected into it, the fields in which it's grown, the chemicals that are allowed to be used on it. Ew. And it is because of this, Bill Gates and his nasty synthetic milk, that we're going to launch off into our segment, Why Bill Gates is Our Pick for Scumbag of the Year. Now, I've got proof. You be the judge and the jury. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. I don't know at what point philanthropy, when you are so uber wealthy, starts to tap into the water of disgusting, of hurtful, of injuring other people. But I think a lot of science is really very scary. And that there are nefarious people out there who wish to harm us. I think COVID was a giant medical experiment. And that just makes me so sick inside. Because how many of you know somebody who suffered and died? And didn't have to. Bill Gates, in my mind, is a special slice of darkness. This guy was a part of this event 201 months before the pandemic, as though that's just some weird coincidence, because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with Pfizer, putting together some pandemic preparedness thing, really. And then Pfizer makes billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. And so does Bill Gates, because he invests in them. And then he sells his stock when it's right before it's about to be announced. Yeah, we really were hopeful that vaccine was going to be everything we told you about. But yeah, we really kind of just lied to you. And sorry. How about this? If viruses and vaccines aren't gross enough, if sterilizing young women in sub-Saharan Africa isn't enough, if creating milk that isn't milk, it's chemicals, and trying to tell you it's much better for you than milk, milk that comes naturally from animals, right? This guy manipulating the weather, have you heard this? Peter Sweden is one of the contributors on our website. We love supporting the work that Peter Emanuelsson is his name. He's from Sweden, and he pushes out the Substack, petersweden.substack. I say it's highly worthwhile. It's called The Freedom Corner with Peter Sweden. I caught this at about 3:30 this morning, and I said, what? And here's your headline, Unreal. They reveal secret geoengineering project. Researchers have launched salt crystals into the atmosphere in San Francisco to block out the sun. What are you doing? Leave us alone. Leave the freaking air alone. Enough with your dumb whatever the hell chemtrails are. Enough with your train derailments and because that made sense. Enough with fiddling with our water supply, right? This is a special slice of suck. This is Peter's article, right? He starts with this. What if I told you that there was an actual conspiracy going on? A research experiment that they kept hidden from the public because they were afraid of a backlash, because that is exactly what has been going on. And keep reading to the end because you will never be able to guess who has been involved in the project. Well, I kind of blew that. It's Bill Gates. From the deck of a decommissioned aircraft carrier in the San Francisco Bay, researchers from the University of Washington launched trillions of salt particles into the atmosphere with the intent of blocking out the sunlight from Earth. You know, those life-sustaining rays of heat and such, which allows plant life to grow, our food supply to be plentiful, and I don't know, life as we know it, to continue. Bill Gates wants to fiddle with this because why the hell not? Really? This has all been done in the name of stopping global warming. Really? They say that the organizers didn't widely announce this experiment to, quote, avoid public backlash. Maybe because you shouldn't be doing it. Quote, the idea of interfering with nature is so contentious. Organizers of Tuesday's test kept the chemicals detail, or kept the details tightly held, concerned that critics would try to stop them, the New York Times wrote. And I actually have the New York Times story here because they glorify and glad hand it. Like, oh, isn't this so cool? I mean, like, we're shooting these things up into the sky and it's like poof and all this weird chemical stuff. Like, God knows what's going to possibly happen. But yeah, we could block out the sun. That is so neat. No, it's not. New York Times headline, warming is getting worse. So they just tested a way to deflect the sun. Really? And people at the New York Times are like, hey, Phil, great story. Loved it. Loved the whole part about, you know, championing, fighting climate change. I mean, forget about ruining all that we rely on for our lives. Ew. Back to Peter Sweden. In other words, this is not a conspiracy theory. It is by the very definition a conspiracy fact. They conspired to keep this experiment a secret. No wonder they tried to keep it a secret, because I think most people wouldn't be happy to know that folks out there are trying to modify the freaking weather and block the sun. Didn't Smithers want this? Isn't that who it is? No, Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns. The Simpsons. It's a joke. No, it's not. There are people out there who are, as we speak, fiddling with everything that you and I just take for granted. I don't know, the sun rising at a certain time every day. And those rays coming down upon us, creating warmth, which prevents us from going into another ice age. Other than that, I'm sure it's great. They're trying to see, this is fun. They're using specially built sprayers to shoot trillions of salt crystals into the sky, trying to increase the density and reflective capacity of clouds. Well, it's not anything new, in fact. A company called Make Sunsets launched a weather balloon to release toxic sulfur dioxide into the air to block the sun. Well, you guys see how crazy people are? The idea is that they will block the sun and thus decrease the temperature on Earth. What an awful idea! Honest to God, who's sitting there and they're like, you know, I think this is really sensational. I mean, let me get some Canada Goose wear first and then we'll push the trigger on this one, okay? Excellent. What are you doing? In Sweden, Peter writes, we had the coldest January night of the century. It was minus 48.4 Celsius in one area. I don't even want to know what that is. Frigid! The state of Tennessee recently voted to ban geoengineering in this state. They were ridiculed by the mainstream media for it because there was more or less just a conspiracy theory behind this. Well, guess who's involved? Of course, it's Bill Gates. Bill Gates. And Bill Gates sucks. Everywhere he goes, Silicon Valley engineer who had previously worked at Xerox and developed a nozzle to spray ink particles for printers was asked to develop a nozzle to spray sea salt aerosols. And that happened back in 2009 when Al Gore was pushing his freaking climate hustling pimpery on the world. This engineer received a $300,000 investment from Bill Gates to start working on this project. A team worked on the sprayer and it was ready last year, so there we have it. A project that begins with investment from Bill Gates, now out spraying particles into the atmosphere with the goal of blocking sunlight to stop climate change. And they did it in secret to avoid public backlash. And when the New York Times caught wind of it, well, it's amazing. They decided that they were going to say a little something. So I'm going to get to this part in the New York Times article. You ready for this? This is their explanation. This is why you trust nothing anybody says. As humans continue to burn fossil fuels and pump increasing amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, says who? Says who? The goal of holding global warming to a relatively safe level, 1.5 degrees Celsius, compared with pre-industrial times, is slipping away. Who came up with that? Bill Gates? John Kerry? That has pushed the idea of deliberately intervening in climate systems closer to reality. I don't want my freaking government interfering in anything, let alone the climate. Universities, foundations, private investors, and the federal government have started to fund a variety of efforts from sucking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere to adding iron to the ocean in an effort to store carbon dioxide on the seafloor. These people are such meddlesome morons. Every year that we have new records of climate change and record temperatures, heat waves, it's driving the field to look at more alternatives, said Robert Wood, the lead scientist of SUCK, from the team from the University of Washington that is running the Marine Cloud Brightening Project. That's what it is, brightening. Even ones that may have once been relatively extreme. Brightening clouds is one of several ideas to push solar energy back into space, sometimes called solar radiation modification, solar geoengineering, or climate intervention. So, just so you guys know, okay? This jazz not only is happening in real time, it's been in the works for decades. And by the way, my boyfriend Bill Gates invested $1.27 billion. He donated that to Agenda 2030's global goals. $1.2 billion. What do you think he wants for his money, my friends? Global digital ID. So you've got fake milk. You've got shooting aerosolized salt crystals into the air to block out the sun. And then you've got a billion and change gift to the UN Agenda 2030 with the number one goal, global digital ID. Why is Bill Gates so worried about you and your data? Isn't it all so gross? Quick timeout when we're back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. I got another kick in the pants on this Bidenomics thing. It's preventing people from eating. Yes, next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Hey! There is a, and I don't need to share this with you, but I mean, one of the, I would imagine, most humiliating things would be to not be able to feed your family. I think it would be indescribably awful to worry about where your next meal is coming from, especially if you have children. You and I, we can survive on very little. And I think as long as you have water, the human body, adult body can last weeks in many instances without food. But there is a basic pride in basic nutrition. And in Joe Biden's America, food is not something we can take for granted. I mean, the ridiculousness of that MSNBC news hack talking about Donald Trump being this great threat. And I was like, do you look around you? Are you seeing the effects of hating America and hating people who love this place? Are you not seeing that? She doesn't. So this is coming to you from discernreport.com. Americans skipping meals to afford housing under Biden. What's the one that they always bring out on the left? The Democrats always do the ads with the senior citizens who are like, it came down to taking my meds or paying my rent. And I had to pay my rent. And it's this, oh, that's terrible. It's food or home. Wow. I want to read you this story. A major real estate company released a survey Friday which found that renters and homeowners are significantly reducing their quality of life in order to afford housing under President Joe Biden. It's not like they were like, hey, honey, let's go out and buy a home that's way too expensive that we can't afford and see how we can do it. No, this is people who were living comfortably, who had normal mortgage payments. And now everything is sideways. And their recourse is to skip a meal. That's not a first world thing. That's third world. Nearly one in five homeowners and renters reported skipping meals to afford housing in Biden's economy, according to this new survey conducted by Redfin. The median asking rental price increased from less than $1,700 when Biden took office in January of 21 to nearly 2,000 as of February, according to Redfin's data. So it's $387 higher today than it was 3 years ago. I'm going to get out my math. Here we go. Calculator. 387 times 12. Well, that's an extra $4,644. For no good reason other than Joe Biden sucks and hates America and is trying to destroy it. Well, the puppeteer does. And you know what I mean. Americans made other sacrifices to stay in their homes, with 20.7%, one in five, reporting working more hours, 20.6% saying they've sold their belongings. It goes to the pawn shop guy we talked about last week, more than one in six having dipped into retirement savings, and 15.6% reporting they're putting off medical care to afford housing payments. Wait a minute. I thought we had this great thing called Obamacare, right? If you like your doctor, keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you keep your insurance. The average savings for most people is $2,500. Oh, that's right. As of February, the median household earned $30,000 less than it would need to afford the median home in the United States. Wait a minute. You and your husband, you're both working. You're working multiple jobs each while trying to raise your family because that makes sense and is feasible. Crazy. And you're still coming up 30K short because of what Joe Biden's policies have done to mortgage rates, interest rates, everything rates. The median home in the United States cost $417,700 as of the fourth quarter of 2023. This is according to HUD. Some states like California are even more expensive, with the median costing $676,000. That's not a palace. In May 2022, the Biden administration announced an action plan to... It's a task force. We're going to make Kamala Harris in charge of this. Kamala, get in here. Here's your magic wand. All right, now you go proceed and do nothing and laugh about it. And break. Skipping meals. So wait a minute. They created this task force to investigate what was going on. So whatever ended up happening? Oh, that's right. As interest rates remain high and the nation faces a shortage of construction workers, the number of new homes being built actually went down between 2022 and 2023. Why? Because thousands of construction workers are tied up in green transportation projects pushed by the Biden administration. You're not supposed to survive. You are intended to be shackled, chained, locked up, and the key thrown away. Just imagine you're supposed to be like the January 6 hostages. People skipping their meals, people skipping medical procedures, people flooding food pantries, people like you and I, who didn't have to do it before, have to do it now. Look, if one of them is you, and you have kids watching, you are not alone. Allow your kids to see that the struggle is real. And remind them who put you there. Never forget what these people have done to us. Ever. And if you see some weird clouds in the sky, it's probably just salt from Bill Gates. I know. You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Welcome home. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.